The poinsettias have arrived.
Nice, deep, rich red.
Joyce Billmeyer owns Conrad Floral of Big Fork.
Special event, custom design work. We do event planning. But yes, the fresh flowers, we do lots of weddings, parties. And of course, we do basic retail as well. But the bulk of our business is the custom work.
Billmeyer's been in business for about 25 years, 9 in the Flathead. Her busiest season is wedding season, a summer that's creeping more into the shoulder seasons of fall and spring. She does have some winter weddings, but this would normally be the slow season.
It would be, however, if we weren't so fortunate to have such wonderful people to work with. They welcome into their home. You get to make magic for them. It's just really fun. We do a client that her favorite color is lime green. And so it kind of looks like a Seussical tree sometimes, Dr. Seussie.
Billmeyer unwraps an ivy plant grown into a hoop shape with bells woven into the top. The house Billmeyer is setting off to finish decorating has a Montana Christmas motif.
I always try to use natural things like textures, you know, willow branches and sticks and maybe bird nests. We added some fun chickadees that were fun in there, just some things that maybe make you don't feel like you're in the city.
Billmeyer and a small team, often just one or two others, set up and take down the decorations. Her quote will include the tree, lights, decorations, and labor. She says costs range from a couple hundred dollars to as high as tens of thousands of dollars.
Now, is that a practical saw or a decorative saw?
That cuts the bottom off the trees. That's my little box of goodies. I've got a shovel. I've got an air compressor, the battery charger. I've got all sorts of tricks of the trade.
A 12-foot Christmas tree may take 6 to 8 hours to get the lights on. Billmeyer will also bring extra fuses, bulbs, and strands of lights when one can't be fixed.
If it's a little bit flaky at all, in about 2 minutes, it's just off the tree. We throw it out and start over, because the last thing you want to do is, after you have 22 strings on there, is to have a bulb go out or a section of the lighting go out and have to deal with that. That's not productive for us or the clients. So,
as for her own Christmas tree,
I kind of do a fussy traditional tree, and this year I'm fortunate enough that my children will be coming for Christmas and grandbabies, so I'm looking forward to maybe doing something a little different, perhaps something on the Lego line. So I'm kind of trying to think about how I could do something fun and have Lego blocks and a more child-friendly tree.
With wreaths, poinsettias, extra pine boughs, tools, and floral arrangements loaded into the back of her Suburban, she heads out to get this home decorated before the family arrives. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.